This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We want to start this day the absolutely best way possible, and that is by just filling our minds with some of the things God says in His Word, the Bible. When God shapes your life, then your life starts coming into place, into order, into the way God designed your life to be. When you push God away, your life just starts unraveling, and you find it spiraling out of control. If that's you, then let's move back towards God being at the center of your life and see what a difference that makes. All this week, we're looking at different parables of Jesus. And today, I want to go to Luke chapter 20 in the Bible and start in verse 9. It says, "And Jesus began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it go out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard." No doubt that was part of the agreement. "But the tenants beat that servant and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. He sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him.' But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Let us kill him, so that the inheritance may be ours.' And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others." When the Jews heard this, they said, "Surely not." But Jesus looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that was written in the Old Testament? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.' Jesus said, 'Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." Well, what's this parable about? God had spoken and sent the Bible, the scriptures of the Old Testament, to the Jewish people. And he'd given them prophet after prophet to call them back to him, to love him, to trust him, obey him, and when they did, he blessed them. But his people had just kept on killing those prophets, just like the servants that were sent back to the tenants. And finally he said, "I'll send my son," and God sent his son into the world in the person of Jesus. And in this story, they said, "Well, let's kill the son." And that's exactly what was going to happen to Jesus. And as a result, God said, "Okay, I'm going to come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others." Well, to the Jews from the Old Testament, the vineyard represented God's blessing, God's promises. And God saying, "I'm going to give it to others because the Jews have rejected me." And they thought, "No, that can't happen." And yet, Jesus' plan all along was to give his grace and forgiveness to us, Gentiles, and to Jews who believe in him. God is coming to you in your life and offering you a way of life that has him at the center of it instead of yourself. But on the other hand, it makes your life exactly what it was designed to be. And you will find meaning, purpose. You'll find God restoring you in all the ways that you find brokenness in your inner life, healing you, healing your relationships. You can't do that for yourself. You can only do it when God's at the center of your life. And that is the life God is inviting you to. And I just want to say to you today, don't be like Israel and think that rejecting Jesus has no consequences in your life. Like you can just take or leave him and it makes no difference. It makes a massive difference in your life if you reject Jesus because you find God is not working in your life, making your life into what it was designed to be. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.